The tanks and military began rolling in Friday night. That's when we got the first reports. What did you see, and what was the mood and word on the street shortly before that took place?
Well, actually, a couple of days leading up to Friday, a couple of days before, we started noticing special forces like army fatigued, walking around assembled, and it wasn't really normal, and there was kind of a very tense vibe in the air already, because I think that there was a rumored possible ISIS attack that was going to be happening soon.
President Erdogan has leveled blame against a specific person, exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, for fomenting opposition that led to the coup. Can you tell me a little bit about who Gulen is, and you know what he means to Turks, and the opinion Turks have of this charge that Erdogan is throwing out there?
Well, there are several conspiracy theories going around. This is a very popular one, because Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen have had a major falling out years ago. They were political allies, and when the power structure started changing and Erdogan was kind of going more for a power grab, it just didn't work after that between them. Erdogan has accused the Gulenists and the Gulen movement of forming a shadow government. He calls it the parallel state. So this is an ongoing struggle between the two camps. The newspapers and the banks and the schools and basically anything else in the Turkish society that is associated with the Gulen movement is always under a careful government eye, watch.
What's the mood of Turks in the aftermath of this attempted uprising, excuse me?
Well, I mean, it's split. You have the people that are celebrating in the squares and in the streets. And then you have, everyone else who is suffering psychologically, It's a torn country. The people are very distraught, They're scared for their futures. They're scared for the futures of their children.
Right.
And it is sort of supposed that the coup took place because they knew that he was going to be making all of the purges in the government. The judiciary, the police, he always intended to do this. And it's one of the ideas that one of the reasons that the coup happened is because it was sort of like a final move that they felt like they could do before he purged all of the people that he felt were critical towards him.
All right. Well, Christy O'Daniel is a Jacksonville native living in Istanbul, Turkey. Christy, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks.